618 here on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. It's work in progress. DJ Ringenberg, Justin Montemayor, and Matt Birmingham. Sending out a well done to Greg Fields this morning. Looking great at age 71.
There's no way.
Ham doesn't believe it. We try telling you, not only is he 71, he's a great TV broadcaster. And you're like, no.
Well, I've known that because he's been on the air for like 30 years. But I thought he was probably like at most 60.
Well, you're wrong. I don't know how to be more clear about
it's
that.
It's not the first time.
Your anti-Greg Fields stance
I'm not
is just
anti-Greg Fields.
I don't understand it. And I'm not going to waste any more time on you bashing Greg Fields on this show. It's very limited time we have here. Me and Monty like Greg Fields. Ham doesn't for whatever reason, and that's fine. Another guy we like, Dave Raymond, going to join us at 6:55.
I'll bash him.
That's just going to be a free-for-all at 6:55 today. And Monty will have the latest edition of The Ramp coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, Ham has got the Observation Deck, and it's brought to you by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision.
Saw this story. Doctors are issuing a warning over a sensory toy that is available to purchase.
I know.
It is not a toy that you bring with you to the bedroom. Oh. Sorry.
Out
on the story altogether. But one of those sensory toys, you ever have one of those toys where it's like one of those, it's like a squishy type deal. Sometimes they have like little seahorses inside them.
Like a stress ball.
Like a stress ball, yeah. But it's got like the gooey liquid inside of it that you just stretch, smash, or squeeze or whatever.
I have to use that a lot before the show starts at 6.
Stress matching and squeezing.
Got a lot of high blood pressure at like 5:50.
Why?
What's going on? Just everything okay?
Nervous anticipation about the show. Just trying to do good for the P1.
Hmm.
Also external factors.
No. No, I don't have a squishy ball toy.
I mean, have you ever had one in general? Not right now, currently. 2026.
That's never been a go-to for me.
One of my friends had one back in like the 9th grade. And all we would do is not use it for the purposes of stress, but just rocket it across the room at each other as hard as we could. And then
some real high IQ behavior.
Yeah.
Well, even more high IQ members. Is if we just kept twisting it, what would happen? And like it would just explode. And then there'd just be like this like milk jelly liquid inside.
Because milk jelly.
It's weird. It gets everywhere.
Man, you guys are really changing the world.
I wasn't claiming we were. Well, sensory toys are gaining popularity again, and doctors are issuing a warning. Doctors are seeing a dangerous pattern that is leading to hospital visits. One of the brands of these sensory toys that is being focused on is Nido Toys. So, Nido Toys originally launched in 2017... as the Groovy Glob Stress Ball. The Nido line was expanded over to 50 different styles in a variety of shapes, textures, and colors of stress ball relief toys.
Can y'all start calling me that?
Stress ball?
No.
Nido?
The Groovy Glob?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Whatever you want, pal.
I'm focusing more on the first part.
Groovy?
But I'll just add the second part, I guess it's alliteration, it's fine. But thank you.
If I'm going to shorten that, though, I'm probably going to shorten it the way you don't want. Just
Globby Monty.
Just call it Globby, yeah.
All right, Globby.
So the Nido toy became a viral sensation on TikTok in late 2025 and early 2026, causing widespread stock shortages at retailers across the United States and internationally, as they could not keep up with the demand of kids wanting to buy this thing. Now, despite there being a warning label saying do not heat or freeze or microwave, people are doing it either to go viral or by accident. And it's leading to burns. The hot Nido toys can easily explode, causing burns to the face, eyes, mouth, body, and can even cause internal damage if the hot substance is swallowed. Now, children are especially vulnerable because their skin is thinner and more delicate than adult skin.
Boy, they are pansies. Can't say anything. You kids are so
weak. You make
so
fun
weak.
Of a kid, barely.
Yeah.
Boo. All they do is cry.
No disrespect.
So tired of thin-skinned children. I like to go to a playground, do my roast set, and they deal with it.
Shut the f*** up!
Do some crowd work.
Just getting in their face. Man up! Quit crying!
Globby! Globby!
Groovy!
No, the groovy glove!
Groovy. They instantly are picking on you. It's like,
boy,
stepbrothers.
They would. I would absolutely have my tongue on the white dog turd so quick. They Uno reverse my ass. Dangling upside down from the
monkey bars. Doctors are saying that even a brief contact with a hot substance can cause significant tissue damage. Children and teens are going to the hospital with severe burns amid blood-curdling screams of pain, requiring everything from skin grafts to medically induced comas for treatment.
Damn.
Damn indeed.
So what is their point? Like, what are they trying to do by putting it in the microwave?
Just why not? Oh. I guess there's something on TikTok where they're watching it explode or whatever in the microwave. I mean, why do anything?
You're trying to
popularity.
Blind max yourself by spraying hot goo into your eye.
Oh. I don't like that at all. Not a fan of that.
I really need you to rephrase that.
Yeah, let's try again.
No.
No. Oh, okay. The groovy glob insists that you rephrase that. I'm issuing a decree, a groovy glob decree. Yeah, I mean, luckily, yeah, I don't think I ever had the urge to
melt or burn anything.
Microwave. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I think the most we did was just the magnifying glass with the little toy soldier.
Yeah, or just a stress ball that was foam or something like that. Not something that would melt down into a liquid and burn you.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there was even toys where I was interested in breaking them open and seeing what was inside. Not that I can recall.
Pogs.
Pogs.
It's just
from
cardboard,
MJ Design?
Just paper.
I always wonder what was in there. It's just more paper.
I like your inquisitive scientific mind, but you're also an idiot that you didn't know immediately what was going to be inside.
Well, the slammer, like what's in there? I'm not talking just the regular pog.
What makes the slammer different?
Yeah, what's
well,
in there?
Well, I just imagine.
You'd be surprised. Hot goo. There was hot goo in there the whole time.
The
Is
number
there
of
hot
times.
Goo in everything? All toys at the core. Most of them, I
Your
say.
Parents Our must goo? Have been watching little DJ just clank two pieces of Legos together and thinking, should we get him some, should we take him to like a specialist?
I think we're done having children.
Yeah, we're done.
Our poor boy. Yeah. He's afflicted.
I'll still love him, but he's an idiot. He doesn't realize that's just a piece of paper.
He's never going to mix in with normal children.
Look,
ever.
Mom, goo!
Mom, it's in there. I know it's in there. It's just real thin.
Mom, can you shoot hot goo in my eye?
I never made that request, ever. I promise you.
Still time.
In Missouri, a 7-year-old was placed into a medically induced coma.
I don't
coma.
Ever want to be lumped in with the role of this, unless we're talking heaters. Fastballs.
Him?
What was what that, him?
I said a 7-year-old was placed in a medically induced coma after a Nido toy exploded.
Poor stacking of your stories. You can't do that when we're having fun.
I thought we moved on.
No. Well, you're a big jerk as well.
Also.
Yeah, I didn't hear an also.
You just saw us playing a game of slam ball and threw a bear trap in the middle of the trampoline.
We were having fun, and we weren't involving you in our fun, so you had to ruin our fun. That's what
it was.
Yeah,
he took the ball and went home.
No, I'm trying to get DJ off the goo train.
Yeah.
That's too late, bud.
That'll be your nickname.
The goo train? Glad Dontrell Willis switched up from his original goo train nickname.
I'll go by D-train.
Globby and Goo, Sundays 9 to noon.
Yeah, we'll be the groovy glob and the goo train.
Kind of like it.
Boy, that's just so, like, Teletubby sounding or something. We'll come up with something with you, Ham. We won't leave you out.
Thank you. Pork, I'm fine with.
Pork?
Yeah, from Pork and Bean, from me and Lando's show together.
That's right.
It exploded in her microwave, coating her with molten sticky substances. It clung to the goo. clung to her so tightly to her skin and clothing that her father could not remove her clothes without causing further injury.
Gosh, why are you making it worse?
Yeah, he's smiling.
It's a cramp.
10-year-old suffered severe facial
burns. Wasn't
a cramp
either, tip sheet. No one would mistake hot goo in their face for a cramp.
You gotta hope.
She's cramping real bad.
Oh, come on! Doctor, it's cramping all over.
This is the child, you said?
10-year-old. Also microwaving and freezing it, leaving a blistering skin. I'll skip the other burns.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mercifully, thank you.
I'll go to other toys. Dangerous toys. There's a list of, like, the most dangerous toys that have been put out there. One is the CSI fingerprint examination kit, based on the hit TV show CBS's CSI crime scene investigation.
What? So what does that entail exactly?
So it allowed children to look at for fingerprints with a special powder and brushes.
It's just asbestos powder.
It was 7% tremolite, a nasty carcinogen and one of the most toxic forms of asbestos. So you nail it.
And it sprays hot goo in your face?
No, stop it with the goo.
So is that the new, remember like the spy pen or the spy kit you could buy that would have x-ray goggles and crap like that?
Man, I always wanted the one that had the little beam that you could set up somewhere, and if somebody broke the beam, it would give you like an alert.
To what? What did you have that would get alerted?
I don't know, if I wanted to stay up late and watch like Conan or whatever. If I set one of those up in front of the hallway, it would go off if my parents were walking by, so I could then quickly switch off the TV.
Pull your pants back up?
No.
I think you solved the case.
That was later.
The actual usage.
Another Girls Gone Wild infomercial. Gotta yank down my little hand pants.
Gotta park that goo train at the station. Oh, it's okay if you do it. Goo boy.
I didn't say anything. Yeah. Don't call me Goo Boy.
Another one was called Aqua Dots. This became popular in 2007. They were small.
The
no, that's Dippin' Dots. Oh. They were small, colorful beads that could be arranged in different designs and permanently set with a sparkle of water.
How were they set?
The water activated a glue. In the coating of the glue. Stop it! In the coating of the beads, which fused together, innocent enough, but reports say that it caused vomiting and lapsing into comas.
Full on vomiting?
Comas.
Comas.
After vomiting there?
Yeah. And he said permanently earlier. He's having a tough time.
Wait, what?
I think he's got goo in his eye.
I got goo eyes. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
But children were vomiting and were going into comas because of swallowing these beads. Because they discovered the glue inside of it. Glue!
Yeah?
I didn't say anything. Jeez.
Contained chemicals that metabolized into gamma hydroxybutyrate, other known as GHB, the date rape drug.
Oh. Seems like a massive oversight if your job is to make kids' toys to put the date rape drug.
The Canadian-based toy maker Spin Master and Australian-based Moose Enterprises blame Chinese subcontractors for putting the date rape drug in these kits. They had to recall 4.2 million of them.
A subsidiary of Dunham Corp?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I thought. Moose Corp.
Moose Corp, Moose Enterprises?
Yeah.
They then just rebranded it as Pixos, and now you could still buy them.
And they sell them in third world countries, probably. All the back stock that they couldn't sell here.
Pretty much, yeah.
I just miss the more primitive toys, because back in my day, I was just able to get by jumping up and down on my bed with kitchen knives. I would do that, and my parent and I would yell, "I'm Raphael from Ninja Turtles," and
it's all good.
It was always odd to me. I could see my parents walk in there and like do math in their head. How long should we let him do this for?
He's going to cut off a body part.
Right, eventually. And then they would let me go for another 20 to 30 minutes and then come back and see if I'd done
any
damage.
He'll tire himself out.
Yeah. And when I lopped off a leg, they were like, too far. He went too long. At least if I broke the knife open, there would be nothing in there that would hurt me.
as far as
not more
know.
Goo.
Right. There's no goo in that knife. All right. Thank you, Ham. That is the O-Deck.